Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What I'm seeing from Judkins. This guy's played in 4 games. He started 3. He had absolutely no training camp to speak of, and that really highlights what it is that we're looking at. Kudos to him and kudos to them for what he and they are able to produce. He's a tough runner. He's good inside. He's got good patience and pick and vision on interior running. He finishes off his runs with violence. He's underrated in terms of his ability to bounce it to the perimeter and pop long ones. He had 60-yarder or so. They got called back in London last week that kind of highlights that. I've seen this guy a lot, obviously. We got a couple of his teammates from O State, and so I've seen a lot of his video, man. He is a complete back. He's the type of guy that can wear a defensive unit down.
Mike Tomlin putting his own team on upset alert, which Malzi did, but then said there's pretty much no way the Steelers lose. It'll just be a close game. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The weather for Sunday at Heinz Field will be in the 60s. Very sunny skies. That is Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It is the old versus the young, the wily vets against the young whippersnappers. Steelers have a quarterback who's been in the league for 21 years and a head coach who's been around for 18. Kevin Stefanski, by Brown's terms for head coach, is Methuselah. But his offense is made up of all greenhorns. It's Gabriel, a rookie. Judkins, a rookie at running back. Fannin, a rookie tight end. Bond, a rookie wide receiver. Backups who are young at tackle spots, which will probably assist the Steelers in victory. And you just cracked a beer as part of our Football Friday tailgate. And that is apropos, because that's how old the Browns' losing streak is here.
Very nice.
It's 21 years, man. It's 21 straight, trying to get it for 22.
It's crazy.
It's really among Pittsburgh sport nuggets. It's one that really doesn't get talked about enough. Just the sheer dominance in a sport where the whole point of it, with the salary cap and the way the draft is set up, is for the teams to all be 8-8 and for there to be you're up one year, you're down the next. And yet one thing in an unpredictable football league that you can hang your hat on and rest assured is going to happen is that when the Steelers and Browns meet Sunday at Acrisure Stadium, the Steelers are going to win. Does that factor into your prediction? Because it does for me. I understand that what happened in 2004 when Ben was a rookie, or 2010 when James Harrison was injuring Browns players left and right and getting fined out the ass by the NFL. I get that it's not relevant to this game per se, but these athletes do not live in silos. These football players do not live in places where they have noise-canceling headphones on at all times. They know, Browns players know, and Steelers players know
how this has gone.
Yeah.
What the situation is.
And I'll make a baseball analogy for a second here, because it came up earlier in the week when we were talking about one-sided rivalries in Pittsburgh sports.
Yep.
I always felt like the Pirates and Cardinals knew the all-time score.
I knew it.
I knew that. I just always felt that way. The Cardinals know the all-time score. The Pirates know the all-time score. The Cardinals know how this is going to end, and the Pirates know how this is going to end. And almost regardless of who you put in both uniforms, the Cardinals were going to find a way to win those games, and the Pirates weren't.
Or they would send a message when the Pirates would get like a regular season, a big like. I remember when they had a 5-game series in 2013. The Pirates won the first four. The Cardinals blew their doors off in the last one. I remember like Starkey saying, they're just sending a message that they're still the Cardinals here. You might have gotten them 4 out of 5. They're still the Cardinals. You're still the Pirates. Remember this like 13-0 beating or whatever.
And obviously, you remembered it because you're bringing it up right now.
Well,
that he
no,
said
just
it.
Just the same. I mean, Joe used to say the same thing that you're saying here. I mean,
Joe lives by that because he's a Bills fan and just always expects the worst things to happen to his teams.
I'm glad you brought them up there, though, because I think that provides me, with an interesting segue here. What it takes to break something like that is almost like a Josh Allen-level talent, right?
Or maybe Baker Mayfield, who they had and then kicked in the ass out the door.
Well, funny you should say that, because I was going to go back in that direction. Baker is not Josh Allen talent-wise, but for like just a pure arm and everything, he's not that far off. Like, the guy can make every throw. He's got some swagger.
Sure.
He can move around, obviously. He's tough, etc. I think for a team to break that stranglehold, you have to have a really talented quarterback. And Drake May is now starting to do that a little bit back to Buffalo, you know what I mean? Where he gets a win there and now they start to believe. Or in a big game like that 2020 playoff game, the one time it's happened, you have to have the Steelers sort of shoot themselves in the foot in horrific fashion.
Yep.
You give them some hope early, then they start to build because they've got a pretty good quarterback. Right now, and why I understand that even saying this game is going to be close, I think does not resonate with people, is the Browns got a guy making his second start. Half the fans want to see the QB2 playing because they're obsessed with him up there.
Half of our fans want to see him play so we can beat him.
Correct.
Actually, more than half.
And the Steelers, by and large, now I know there's one notable exception, the Seattle game, have not really shot themselves in the foot this year. So multiple avenues by which the Browns, in theory, could win a game like this don't really exist to them. Their quarterback is most definitely not a Baker Mayfield type, and their opponent, at least on paper, has not made a habit this year of saying, we are going to self-sabotage. And those are two big factors in how I think you do get a turnabout in what is a very lopsided last 21 years.
The Steelers have not given up a point when they've turned the ball over all year. So they make a mistake like like Rodgers throws it right to Robert Spillane, and then they end up forcing a fumble to make sure that the other team squanders that opportunity. It's crazy that we're four games, five weeks going into week six here on Sunday, and the Steelers still haven't had an error come back to bite them, which really is why they decided to. I mean, that's why Mike wanted Aaron Rodgers more than anything else.
Wait, you're saying they haven't had one of their mistakes come back to bite them?
Yeah, that was
you don't think Calvin Austin tipping a ball into an interception?
No, I mean that was one, but yeah,
and Caleb.
But I mean a turnover, technically an interception, a fumble, one of those plays by their offense.
Well, I would say the Calvin Austin play qualifies then, because it does turn what looked like a touchdown into a change of possession. I think that one has to
doesn't get quantified as it, but I get what you're saying.
No, I mean, that's a huge turning point play. But yes, they haven't had, other than that, and maybe more to what you're, I think, saying here, Rodgers himself has not made such an unbelievable yakker of a throw that it has turned a game because he just threw it to somebody who he didn't think would be there. He's had a couple bad throws, but they have not come back around.
That's why I'm surprised that you think the Steelers are on upset alert here. If you're like, it takes a special type of quarterback or individual to turn the tide here for the Browns, and you're admitting that you don't think Dylan Gabriel is that guy.
I think their defense is going to keep them in the game, but I have said many times already this week in the run-up here, I think they are the type of team, at least right now as constructed, that is going to keep a lot of games closer than people think, unless they're maybe running into a total buzzsaw, but isn't probably going to win a lot of them. Unless Gabriel shows me something that I did not know he had.
Yeah. I also just wonder where that team's head is. Not only are they coming back from Europe, coming back from London, and having to play a game immediately on the road in a Mike Tomlin hostile environment, but they traded the guy that started the season as their starting quarterback and was the elder statesman, one of the adults in the room, and they traded a longtime starting defensive player. And the person who came on with us, who worked for the Browns, said that that move was more for the future than it is the present. And when you do that kind of thing, the cost-benefit analysis of doing that as a GM is, if I do this, like, do I risk my team right now checking out? Because these guys aren't dummies. They know what this move means. They know that it means that I really don't believe in this group. I'm already kicking the can down the road to next year. And I think there might be a coach or a team that like could spin that as a positive. Like, let's make it us against the world. Our front office doesn't even believe in us. But I don't think Kevin Stefanski and Dylan Gabriel are about to pull some kind of win-win for the Gipper speech here. I don't. So I think this is going to look like many, many, many Steelers-Browns games. And a lot of them really have not been close, Malzi. These are not, it's not like you can just fall back on here. Well, it's AFC North football, so it's going to come down to a field goal or a touchdown. No, for the most part, these games in Pittsburgh have been very one-sided because the Steelers beat the Browns every which way possible.
Paradoxically, I think one of the things that's going to keep this game close is how inexperienced Gabriel is. And what I mean by that is this, and why I think it'll be obvious why it's a paradox.
Is it a shot at Tomlin like Ben made it?
No, it's not actually. I think if you had Flacco still starting for them, now it might end up, you might personally, and maybe other people might look at, you know, Flacco and the way he's carved up Tomlin at times, especially with the Colts, and say, well, maybe he'll do it again. I think Kevin Stefanski would give him leash and he might turn the ball over and really get the game going the wrong way for Cleveland. With Dylan Gabriel as their quarterback, I do think Stefanski is going to be pretty conservative and just play it close to the vest. Hey, safe throws, don't put the ball at risk. Let's make these guys like just stop you three and out, and let's let our defense try to keep us in the game. Like I think that because they want to go with a low risk, what I would call a low event football game, safe stuff happening, I think that has a better chance of staying close because the Steelers have not shown a KO punch instinct. You can at least admit that to me. Twice they've had big leads in their last two wins, and twice they've ended up having the game come down to a final possession for the other team.
Yes, but both of those teams are better than the Browns.
The Vikings weren't much better than the Browns, were they now?
No, still better, though.
They needed to have their quarterback channel his rookie year when he was awesome to beat them.
Texas on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steelers Super Bowl champ, Bryant McFadden, a man who never lost to the Browns in Pittsburgh, joins 5:15, time to start that weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. PM team, Black and Gold Football Friday. Our football tailgate rolls on. Get on our YouTube channel because our stream is down. Get on our text line and tell us what you're drinking, what your happy hour move is. Doesn't have to be.
Our guy BLV in the YouTube line says he's been chilling in the easy chair listening to the show. And honestly, man, that sounds like a delightful Friday
afternoon. It could be a nice glass of tea or a cup of tea. It doesn't have to be doesn't have to be a pounder. Doesn't have to be a tall boy.
What's over there for you? Peach berry cobbler.
Yeah, I'm going to try this in a second.
I got an IPA. It's got one of those, you know what it's got on it? It's got that old TV design.
Yep.
The little knobs you had to twist, VHF
antennas,
and UHF.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're now joined by CBS analyst, Steelers Super Bowl champion, Bryant McFadden. Bryant, I have some amazing news for you. I am personally guaranteeing a Steelers win against the Browns.
Tell me why.
Because the Steelers have not lost to the Browns here in a regular season game since you were still at Florida State, or maybe when you were still in high school. Where were you in 2003? Were you playing?
He'd been in college because he was on the Steelers.
Were you playing with who would have been the? Well, obviously Bowden would have been the coach there. Wyatt Sexton was the quarterback at Florida State, I do believe. A man that I think got, I think the guy got Lyme disease or something.
He did.
And ended his football career. Very sad
story.
Or was
that Drew Weatherford?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ooh. Now I can't remember, Pony.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, you disagree with me, B-Mac? You think the Browns are going to win?
No, I don't disagree with you. I just wanted to hear your why. I mean, you always got to follow trends, especially when it comes to the game of football. But, yeah, I mean, we've been dominant against the Cleveland Browns, regardless who the quarterback has been, for 20-plus years. Why should it change now?
And they've got a horrible rest situation. Tell me if you think this is a big deal. The Steelers had a week off. The Browns had to play in London last week. And now they've got to come back here and play on Sunday. You made the jaunt over to Dublin and had a good time. What do you make of that whole deal? Steelers get 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Browns got to turn right around and play on Sunday.
I mean, you would think that would put the Browns at a disadvantage, but that's the unique thing about the NFL that you have to love and you have to appreciate. When you think you know, you don't know, right? How many times have we seen things play out the opposite? So I'm not expecting the Browns to come in sluggish. I'm not expecting the Browns to come in lackadaisical. This is a divisional game, and, you know, you look at what they've done in a division in years past, regardless of how bad they've been fighters in the division.
B-Mac, let me ask you a question about that. I just brought it up, and it was a point that I made to Pony, and it seems like a paradox, but here's what I think about this game, because I think it's going to be one of those classic Steelers games where it's one score either way in the fourth quarter, probably the Steelers holding on to a lead, and I think it's going to come down to probably the last possession or two. I think if you had a Browns team in this game that had Joe Flacco still and was willing to sling it around a little bit because they trusted Flacco if they could keep him upright, you'd actually have a better chance of the Steelers just getting him on a bad day, picking him off, and maybe making this lopsided. But it feels to me like with the Browns having Gabriel, they're going to be pretty conservative, pretty buttoned up, rely on their defense, rely on their running game, and I think that's going to make this closer than maybe it otherwise would be.
I mean, just look at what we saw last night, you know, with the Giants, you know, going with Jackson Dart, a younger quarterback, more vibrant, more energy.
Yeah.
He's jump-started the offense. And to your point, if I'm Pittsburgh, I would rather play against Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He can't move. You know, he can't extend plays if need be. You look at the offensive line, they haven't been bad, but they have been vulnerable in spots. And if you, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's what you want. You want a guy who's more stagnant in the pocket than a guy who can move around. And this will be Dylan Gabriel's second start. So one would think he would be a little more acclimated to what they're running there and having more of a command on the offense. But at the end of the day, regardless who the quarterback is,
yeah,
this is a game you're supposed to win.
Absolutely.
Like, the one thing I know about NFL teams, good NFL teams, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat by any means necessary. So I can care less who the quarterback is. I can care less the change of the garment, the offensive line. This is a game the Steelers should win.
How bad do you – well, let me think how I want to phrase this. How much would you be keeping yourself up at night if you were a Steelers fan? Now, obviously, you played the game. It's different. You have a different mentality. But would Myles Garrett be keeping you up at night because of what he is capable of doing? He hasn't really done it when they come to Pittsburgh, but when they've been in Cleveland, he's wrecked games. How much would that keep you up at night?
I mean, if you're a fan, you shouldn't be up at night anyway because you're not putting a helmet on.
Oh, you know how much people care, though, B-Mac. They live and die with this
stuff.
Oh, I've
had nights where I haven't slept before games.
Pony puked before he coached Pitt during a spring football game.
That is true.
I'm being sarcastic. But to answer your question, truthfully, you shouldn't be concerned. He can't score any points. Mm. And you have to respect and account for Myles Garrett, and I'm pretty sure they will have a game plan in place for Myles Garrett. But we should be okay, man. Like, this is a team offensively, seeing what we did last week. I can tell you this much, guys. I felt like if you were going to have a sleepless night, that should have happened in the Ireland game because of how difficult the Minnesota Vikings defensive unit has been.
Yeah.
The exotic pressures that they, you know, they utilize. They might not have that one dominant player like a Myles Garrett, but collectively how they go about their business, how they make things confusing – four offenses, that would have been the sleepless moment.
But they were vulnerable against the run, B-Mac. Like, it turned out that the one thing they weren't good at doing was defending what the Steelers really wanted to do, which is go big and then run it right at them. Cleveland is good at defending the run, though. Nobody's better at it right now.
Yeah, nobody is better at it. But I think the way we ran the football last week, what, 2 weeks ago against Minnesota, should actually provide a sense of confidence in trying to get the running game going. But to your point, that's the thing I love about NFL football, listeners. When you talk about divisional matchups, it's like collegiate rivalries. You got to throw records and resumes out of the window. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen, and that's why if you're Pittsburgh, you take this game seriously. Do not play around with your food. Don't play around with your food to make this thing a four-quarter ball game because it shouldn't be a four-quarter ball game. Start fast, take them out in deep water, drown them in the first half, and get ready for next week.
Roethlisberger said on his podcast, if Dick LeBeau was coordinating the defense, he would be 100% sure that this game would be a Steelers win because of the way LeBeau tricked and bamboozled rookie quarterbacks. Do you agree with him on that?
Oh, no question. Coach LeBeau is a mastermind. Going against a rookie quarterback or a quarterback that was making two or three starts
yep.
in this league? No question. No question. And the thing about
Well, why can't Coach Tomlin LeBeau? Just steal those ideas? He worked with him.
I mean, there's only one Dick LeBeau. There's only one mastermind. There's only one creator of Fire Zone. And the thing about Dick LeBeau, what he did was he never allowed us as a defensive unit to show what we're doing at any given time. He wanted to manipulate the quarterback. Heck, he manipulated some of the best quarterbacks. What do you think he was going to do against young quarterbacks that never seen anything on that level? We always have moving pieces. Think about when you used to watch us play. Only people that weren't moving were the guys that put their hand in the dirt. The second level, third level guys, we were always moving pieces on the chessboard. So it's hard to account for us when we're always moving.
Why isn't there as much of that pre-snap movement with Tomlin? Like, why he had to see up close. He was the head coach. How much it worked. Why not keep doing it?
Well, it all depends on, you know, Terrell Austin. If he's comfortable in doing that, you got to respect. When you bring a guy in to call the coverages, to call the defenses, he's going to have his own nuances involved. Heck, if you look at the National Football League in totality, you don't see a lot of movement. The only team that consistently moves, especially in situational moments, is the Minnesota Vikings. Think about it. Like, when you watch defensive football play on Sundays, you don't see a lot of movement. That's why Troy was so special when we played.
Yeah.
Troy had the free range to move, and it made all of us better because now it felt like when you played against us, you played against 15 guys instead of 11.
Now, Roethlisberger also said playing the Browns at home feels like a second bye week. Do you agree with him on that?
Oh, Ben was talking his talk. Talk that talk, Seven.
Yeah.
No question. Talk that talk. We never lost to Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Correct. Now, what was your favorite memory, your favorite Steelers-Browns memory, B-Mac?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was the last game of our 2008 season, and we 31-0 them before we got off to get ready for playoffs, and we wanted to go off in that bye week.
I think Ben got concussed in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think something happened. He didn't play the whole game.
Yeah.
But we put up 30 plus on them, and I think they scored zero. I mean, might have scored seven.
They did.
Seven.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was that 08 year, and we wanted to go ahead and ride off into that bye week feeling good. And the goal was to not really – we wanted to treat that game like a preseason game, so we wanted to come out fast, drown them, and go ahead and get in, put it in cruise control and go ahead and pad some stats for the regular season before we get off into the playoffs. That's kind of disrespectful, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can be when you've never lost a game.
Correct.
That team.
When the streak, we know you don't drink, B-Mac, but the streak is old enough to drink of regular season wins for
21
the Steelers
years.
Over the Browns.
21 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
03. I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this, but I still want to get a former player's perspective, a guy who's won Super Bowls. Lamar Jackson, like a minute ago, got officially ruled out against the Rams. Now, it was probably going to be out, but now it's like in stone. He's not going to play this weekend. That is going to put the Ravens at a massive disadvantage that they were already at, and we saw how bad it was against Houston.
Yep.
So they are staring down the barrel, B-Mac, of 1-5. Tell me for real, don't give me the athlete speak of we're focused on our task at hand. How much are the guys in that locker room who know Baltimore on paper is the biggest threat paying attention to the fact that they should be 1-5 and putting a little extra on their plate saying, we got to win this, we got to win the next one. If we're 5-1, they're 1-5, they are in deep trouble.
It's not about focusing in on them potentially being 1-5. Regardless, you want to create separation from the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Regardless of what's going on with Baltimore or not, you still want to create separation from Cincinnati. You beat Cleveland, you create more separation between yourself and the Browns. So it's not about watching what's going on in the neighborhood. It's about knowing what you got to do. You know, and right now, the last time I checked, the Steelers are sitting on the top of the AFC North. So what you want to do is continue to create separation from the rest of the pack. Allow them to be in that traffic jam of like records. And you don't people watch, you don't neighborhood watch, you just know what you got to do. Every year when we start the season, the first thing we talk about is team goals, right? Number one, win the division. That's the most important one because when you win a division, you guarantee yourself a seat in the tournament. This is one step closer to doing that. So regardless of what's going on with Baltimore, you know, they have some issues, they have some injuries, nobody cares. Every opposing team is doing well, applauding their problems. That's how the league works. But you still want to make sure you take care of your business. And you can take care of your business without watching what's going on in the neighborhood.
B-Mac, who wins on Sunday? And give me the guy who is the MVP of the Steelers and Browns.
All right, so last time we did this, I picked us to beat the Vikings, and we did.
Yep.
Who was my player last time? We got to keep track of this.
DK
now,
Metcalf.
And DK had a big game, didn't
he? Yes, he
not?
Did. Yep.
Hey, listeners, y'all might need to rock with me. I might have that rabbit foot in my back pocket. So
that you took
one,
back from Ireland, that four-leaf clover you found there.
I brought a bunch of them. I brought a bunch of them with me. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to have, these Steeler-Brown games kind of be ugly sometimes, but not necessarily ugly in Pittsburgh. They're uglier in Cleveland.
Yep,
I'm yes,
gonna
they are.
Give me 23-16.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So my game player, we're going to keep it with the offensive side of things.
Yep.
Go bold and say an offensive lineman. Say Broderick Jones is going to shut down Myles Garrett.
Well, is he going to line up on Miles Garrett's side every time?
Miles usually lines up on the right side. We had a Browns play-by-play man say that he typically is a right side guy.
Yeah, and that's Broderick left side.
Yep.
All right. I got, okay, this one I'm going to do. I'm going to split this one in half.
Okay.
Can I do this one?
Sure.
I'm going to give half to Broderick, and I'm going to give the other half to Darnell Washington.
I'm fine with that.
There you go. And if Myles Garrett has zero sacks, no forced turnovers, and the Steelers win, we're going to count that as a double win for you.
And get this, though.
Yep.
Darnell can actually play a part in protecting and helping protect against Myles Garrett. But this time, let's throw a fade ball to Darnell Washington in the red zone. This time.
Now, when you were in Ireland, did people recognize you as
Steelers corner Brian McFadden?
Is an adopted Irishman who comes on air and talks to us?
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. They really love the Steelers over there. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
They it was a lot that recognized me. It was a lot that just wanted to be a part of the Steelers, what we were doing. There's a massive Steeler fan base in Ireland. Like, they had a Steelers pop-up shop. It sold out in like 2 hours.
Wow.
B-Mac, was anybody enough of a super fan that they came up to you and said, B-Mac, you made one of the biggest unsung plays in team history when you knocked that ball away from Reggie Wayne in 2005?
Yes, that was discussed a lot throughout the weekend, and I was amazed that folks still remember that, and I was amazed that people were aware of that lived over there.
It's one of my, and I'm not saying this because you come on with us and you're an awesome guest and an awesome dude, it is one of my favorite plays in Steelers history. I think it is a play that should get talked about more, and I still laugh when I think about the Colts losing that game and you making that big play down the stretch.
Man, I appreciate that, man. That's what sports is about, you know, memories that we will forever remember. And I'm just happy I was on a good side of a good
memory.
And then
Peyton Manning calling Vanderjack the idiot kicker after he shanked one about 30 yards to the right.
Now, did anybody come up to you and say, hey, that Filippone makes some good points. You should listen to him a little bit more.
Someone did tell me they keep giving in to Pony. He talks too much trash.
Wow. If they had said, B-Mac, had said you got to listen to Filippone, you should have asked them, how many Guinnesses have you had?
Yeah.
No question.
B-Mac, thank you. We'll talk again next week. See ya.
I appreciate it.
Steelers Super Bowl champ, Brian McFadden. He thinks it's going to be ugly, but still a pretty decisive Steelers win. All right, Open Phone Friday is next. Steelers, Browns, you name it. Whatever you want, 412-928-9370. Charlie Borges is standing by. You've got 3 minutes to call in here and get in line at 412-928-9370. Anything you want to talk about in Open Phone Friday, follow us. Oh, wait, never mind. We have to do the debrief. Yes, we have a Donnie Football debrief coming up. Thank you, Charlie. Follow us on Twitter. Sorry, folks. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by
South Hills Kia. Put your phones down.
Visit them at southhillskia.net. My bad. Donnie Football co-hosted with Joe today, and he's off covering high school football. So on Fridays, we have Charlie Borges, who hangs out with us. And so he will moderate the Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football story of the day, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Charlie?
The Debrief, October 10, 2025. This is a combination of things that happened last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is a stat. Cities in history that have had their NHL team lose, NFL team lose, and MLB team lose in the playoffs and be eliminated in the same day. Philadelphia. And then Philadelphia did it on October 16th, 1983.
So they're the only city that's ever had this happen.
Correct. And obviously the Giants won last night.
And they were in the 1983 World Series against the Orioles. So they must have lost that game.
They did.
And that was
and
it.
And then
yeah,
the Eagles
the World
lost.
Series was a lot earlier
I have
year.
That box score pulled up because that Phillies roster, I didn't know. Was
Michael
that
Jack
stat.
Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Pete Rose. Joe Morgan. But I also pulled up the box
score. How
about
Larry Boa?
He's not on.
He's gone by then.
Was Tug McGraw still closing games?
He wasn't. He didn't play in this game or did not appear.
Yeah, because they weren't winning.
How about Greg Luzinski?
The Bull.
I don't see it.
That's too early for Pete Incaviglia. Much too early.
Who was the lineup that night for the Phillies?
Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, Gary Matthews, Tony Perez, Gary Maddox, Bo Diaz, Ivan De Jesus, and Charles Hudson was their starting pitcher.
So they just got all the big red machine
cast off
old heads.
Yeah.
And they lost to Al Bumbrey.
Oh, good old Al Bumbrey.
Tito
Oriole
Landrum.
Center fielder, Al Bumbrey.
Sickening that you know that.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Yep.
You are sick. Eddie Murray.
Yep.
And a few
play
others.
First.
Wait, didn't we have an Eddie Murray joke going earlier on this show?
I confuse Eddie Murray, Eddie Murphy,
Eddie
and Bill Murray.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie Murray Raw.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Didn't wear batting gloves. Eddie Murray Raw.
But I looked at the box score of the game that the Eagles lost on October 16th, 1983.
Well, we know it wasn't to the Steelers because the Steelers never win there.
Yes.
They did not play the Steelers. They played the Dallas Cowboys. Who was the Cowboys' leading rusher of that day?
Tony Dorsett.
Correct. 92 yards on 19 carries and a touchdown in a 37-7 route of the Philadelphia
this is,
Eagles.
I'm embarrassed. Well, I'm asking this only because I know Pony already would know the answer, but I just want to see if I can get it right. Would Danny White have been the Cowboys starting quarterback for that game?
Yep.
Correct.
All right, I feel kind of good about myself.
Was Harold Carmichael in the game for the Eagles? The wide receiver?
4 targets, 2 receptions for 22
yards.
Wasn't
he like 6'9"?
Yes, he was huge.
On oldie, so the station where I won my talent search and everything else got my start in the business.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the station where that happened, ESPN 1250, which no longer exists, much like if you listened to the Fan late nights in the early years of the Fan, people would call in just to yell the name Zach Caleros, the former running-oriented Cincy quarterback for the University of Cincinnati. Like he
good
was the
friend of Travis Kelce.
He was the yin to Tony Pike's yang for those teams that were good, that ripped Pitt's heart out, frankly. Harold Carmichael was that guy on 1250 where you would just get calls and people would go, they would maybe do like a real take and then go, by the way, Harold Carmichael! For no apparent
reason. WFAN in New York, they did that with Chili Davis.
I like that too. Chili Davis, best of the bunch
there.
There
were like emails
maybe,
that
right?
went out about like, hey, no, Carmichael's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, he is. That's
there
right.
were emails like, hey, look out for Chili Davis guy.
Chili Davis guy.
We can't let Chili Davis guy spam our radio station. You know, it was delightful to watch all that carnage in Philadelphia last night. I'm not going to lie to you. It really, really is fun to watch.
I've got a take on it you're not going to like.
It's hard for us to laugh at them because their teams are all good.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
The Flyers.
Yeah, man. It is. It's hard for me to do too much laughing there.
It was a brutal way to go.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
So that relief pitcher, Orion...
Kirkering.
I mean, most Phillies fans I've seen who are trying to be level-headed or like, good relief pitcher, don't like bury the guy. He's going to be as good as Buckner there was in Boston.
I blame Seth, the Mill Funner, who's a Philadelphia sports fan who works here at the station who you guys hear about from time to time. I blame him, and I blame their fans in general. Because their fans, you know what their fans do? Their fans only moonlight as Phillies fans. Their fans act like the Eagles are the end-all, be-all. And we got guys like Seth who shows up to do our show yesterday as a Philly sports fan, and he's decked out in Eagles gear.
Well, isn't that more...
Dude, your baseball team's in a do-or-die game.
So does that answer the question of what would you have been watching with the sound on last night, the baseball game?
If the Pirates were in an elimination playoff game against the Dodgers and the Steelers were playing the Giants, I would absolutely have 99% of my attention on Pirates-Dodgers and 1% of my attention on Steelers-Giants.
Would agree wholeheartedly.
Isn't the question here, though, like that, or isn't the statement, I should say, that football is so much more popular than baseball that even though that game was on streaming, and so I don't know how that would get rated, that you could make an argument that more Philly people or close to the same number might have been watching a regular season football game.
Well, it
game.
Wouldn't have been streamed there because they would have gotten a local.
Oh, they would have gotten a local broadcast.
Weeds,
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Good call. The Phillies do have the highest rated local television broadcast ratings of any team in baseball.
The Philadelphia Phillies?
Yeah, so here's another comp, Pony. So maybe I'm wrong. I'm talking out of my ass here. Phillies Game 5 2022 World Series did a 25.9 in Philly.
Yeah.
Eagles-Texans that same week had just an 8.7 local rating.
People wanted to watch the big one.
This just makes me think, by the way, of your old buddy Josh Innes down in Houston when he was excoriated by a caller for not talking more Astros baseball during football season because he did most of the show in the Texans. He said, here, you want Astros talk? And he just replayed the first segment of the show where he talked Astros.
Yeah.
Very good
that
bit.
That is a true story.
Very, very good bit by Josh Innes.
We get that a lot here. Like, when you guys talk about something. Well, they missed the first 2 hours
this
of the show.
This was the weirdest debrief I think that's ever been done because for the majority of it, we've talked about baseball.
Yeah, but
it was just a conglomerate of...
Also...
I mean, it was really just Charlie trying to take a gratuitous shot at Philadelphia, and I'm going to allow it.
As a Jersey guy, though, I would think you would have, like, some vague allegiances.
No.
Well, that's more South Jersey. Kirkering, by the way, you know what makes that play even worse, truthfully? Like, I can try to put myself in his shoes and understand you panic when you flub the ball. You, like, think, I've got to go to the closest base at that point.
Really?
Well, no. I'm just trying to imagine how I would react. The worst part is, though, it's not like the catcher's set up at home plate, like, I'll take the throw, brother, I'm right here.
Yeah.
He is calmly pointing to first base with his arm.
Yep.
Hey, buddy, you'll get, who was running?
Pies.
Yeah, Pies.
He would have been out by 3 steps if he just calmly throws the ball over at a normal speed. Catcher's looking at first base with his arm out, and he still whips it at him.
All right, thank you, Charlie.
Oh, God.
Coming up next, a hodgepodge that will include our predictions against the spread for Steelers and Browns on Sunday. Evidently, people want me to pick this game a certain way. Let's see if I do it. But first, a quick timeout. It's the PM team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.